So many men I meet have such good intentions. That's why they say yes to their wives and children so often. Unfortunately, those yeses soon become no's as plans change and other pressures take priority. And this turns many men into promise breakers.
With Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Are you a promise breaker or a promise keeper? How would your children answer if we asked them that question? On Monday, one son asks his father, "Dad, can we go fishing on Saturday?" The father says, "Yeah, sure," without really thinking. The days pass and then Friday comes, and the man's boss calls and asks if he can come in for a few hours on Saturday. Or an old army buddy calls and asks if he wants to go to a ball game with him on Saturday. The man says yes. Saturday morning, there's his son waiting for him at the breakfast table with his fishing hat on and his fishing pole and his net ready by the door. "Sorry, son," the man says, "I forgot about fishing. Daddy has to work today. Maybe next week, or the week after that, or the week after that." And another promise has been broken. What the world needs and what your children need are a few more promise keepers and a few less promise breakers. Is there a commitment that you've made recently that you've pushed to the back of your mind? It's not too late to redeem that promise.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.